Working as a bomb squad technician demands calm under pressure, steady hands, and a knack for electronics. Well, it turns out those traits are also good for another line of work, Easter egg construction.
I'm not sure it's natural work for a bomb squad.
That's Corporal Steve Case. He commands the police bomb squad in St. Charles County, Missouri. His team recently spent a couple of days wiring up special Easter eggs for children who are visually impaired. Plastic eggs that chirp.
If they can't see the eggs, they can't find them, so we make them beep. When they find the eggs, there's a switch on the outside. They turn it off, it stops beeping, and then we give them another egg with some toys or some candy inside of it.
The bomb squad has been making eggs chirp since 2010. They picked up the idea at a national bomb technician conference. Lots of bomb squads around the country run similar projects, and Steve Kay says that their professional expertise does help.
You can actually wire these things up wrong and they won't work. So through trial and error and a few soldering iron burns, we got it all done and we're actually pretty good at it now.
This past weekend, the police and the county held Easter egg hunts for kids with special needs. Besides the beeping eggs for visually impaired kids, they held a special hunt for kids with mobility challenges and another for children with sensory issues or autism. Steve Case has an 18-year-old son with autism.
I know what it means when a family has to not do things because their kids are just a little bit different. So, yeah, it's been kind of the driving force on my end, too, working with these special needs families.
He said watching the hunts was one of the best days he'd had, and he wants to make them an annual event.